This is KCUR 89.3. It's haunted house season in Kansas City, and each weekend for the rest of the month, thousands of people will visit the handful of warehouses in the West Bottoms. But one of the metro's newest haunts leads people out of the city. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez takes us to Bonner Springs, Kansas, and shows us what happens when people get really, really scared. And a word of warning, this story contains sudden loud noises and people screaming.
It's easy to understand why this haunt is called Exiled. I drove about half an hour to get here, the last few miles down a dark, narrow road. There are no signs indicating I've arrived, just a truck blocking the road, showing me where to park. That's followed by a walk down a long gravel road until finally a gap in the trees opens up to the ticket booth.
Hi, how many?
Four.
Okay, it's going to be a total of $100.
Exiled promises I'll encounter a forest full of deranged freaks on its mile-long trail. But manager Kim Frost says there's another significance to the name.
Certain houses blacklisted our people from stuff they did when they were young and stupid, or when they went above and beyond and they said, okay, you can't work here, you can't scare them like that. I said, yeah, you're exiled from working there. We're exiled, come on. So now they all work with me.
Too scary for the other haunted houses? With a wry smile, Frost tells me what happens when people act too confident before they go in.
I'll put a bounty out on them. I'll tell my guys, you get them to quit, I'll pay you. And they will be crying halfway through.
With that knowledge in tow, I find a group eagerly waiting in line.
How many is in your guys' group?
Four.
Four? Do you guys mind if I tag along with you guys
Come
and record?
On. Yeah.
All right.
That's Marcus and Diego. They love haunted houses, and they've dragged their friends Dejan and Maisha along. Dejan and Maisha are a couple. All four of them are around 19 or 20, and they live in Kansas City, Missouri. Unsure of how this whole thing might turn out, they ask that I only use their first names. When we get to the front of the line, a worker hands out little red LED lights. They're not much, just enough to keep us from tripping on the trail.
If at any point you see an animal of any kind, we don't have animal props. They are real. They are alive. This is their home. Please do not try and touch it.
Okay. Given the setting, we're about as scared of what already lives in the woods as we are of the actors who are there waiting for us.
We have coyotes, we have bobcats, we have possums, we have...
Why the hell are we here?
Marcus and Diego take the lead right off the bat, but Maisha, the first-timer, isn't so sure about this whole thing. Before we even get to the first scare, she's gathering reinforcements.
Lady, I don't know you, but can I hold you?
Of course, of course.
A creepy, demented clown comes out of nowhere and follows us for a few minutes, whispering in Maisha's ear and cackling alongside us. We're not even 10 minutes in, and this whole thing might just be too much for Dejan.
Oh, my heart! We ain't even had a quarter of a mile yet!
Come on, bro. You good, bro?
How you doing?
My heart hurts so bad.
As we continue our hike, things calm down for a while. But with every step, we worry that something else might jump out from the dark tree just ahead. Frost tells me that's all by design.
You have to build anticipation for the scares. You can't just see back to back to back. You have to have gaps. You have to have your actors be able to do 5, 6, 7 different things rather than the same thing over and over again.
One of those actors is Adam Fletcher. At over 6 feet tall and covered in animal furs and blood, the mere sight of him is enough to bring out the worst in people.
I've had people push their kids at me and run. I had a group of friends come through. They bought their tickets, saw me from 20 feet away, took off running around. One tripped the other one on purpose to leave them behind.
This group, though, stays unified. After each scare, they check on everyone to make sure they haven't gotten separated, even extending the same concern to me.
We're leaving a lady!
She's right here!
I'm right behind you.
They did, for the record, learn my name before we finished the hike. Maisha, Dejan, Marcus, and Diego all know the threats along this trail are fake, that none of the people in the woods will actually hurt them. But there are moments along the hike.
Get him, Paul!
Like when we were being chased by a crazed man wielding a chainsaw, that feel very real. And while those moments can bring out the worst in some people, they're bringing out the best in this crew.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
We reach the end after about 45 minutes, and Maisha has some advice for the people still waiting in line.
Hey, all y'all turn back!
That's a rave review for Halloween Heads and Haunted Houses. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.